Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara here is discussing in the Mishnah when we have to bring in another pair to do a lottery on, then we know that at least with regards to the animal that's coming to replace the animal that died, we know which animal that is. On the other hand, now we're in a position where, with regards to the animal that's still alive, you have two of that animal. You have one from the original grouping, plus you have one now from the new lottery. The question is, which one now becomes the primary animal to utilize in this case? And that is a machloket between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rav, sheni shebezug rishon yikrav. That when it comes to the originals, we keep whichever one was there originally, we keep it in place. The one that died, yes, we have to replace that from the hagrala through the lottery, but the original one is still there. So for instance, in a case where the Seir Lezazel died, and the Seir Lashem is still there, you come and have a new lottery in order to produce a new Seir Lezazel. So as far as the Seir Lezazel is concerned, the new grouping brings it a Seir Lezazel. In regards to the Seir Lashem, you have the original Seir Lashem that's still alive, plus you have the new Seir Lashem that came through the lottery. About that, Rav says that it's the first one. The first Seir Lashem, it remains the primary Seir Lashem. Sheni Shebezug Sheni. The second one in the second grouping, I mean the one that came out of that second lottery, goes out to graze. Yochanan Amar, just the opposite. Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yiret. The original one is not utilized anymore. It goes out to graze. Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yikrav. That the second one from the second grouping is the one that goes on the Mizbeach. So for instance, in our case where the Seir Lezazel died, basically, the Seir Lashem is now knocked out and it goes Yiret Ad Shistev. The new grouping that comes from the new lottery, they become the primary korbanot. The Seir Lezazel to replace the Seir Lezazel that died. And the Seir Lashem now replaces other Seir Lashem, which will go out to graze. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's the second grouping that takes over completely. Because according to Rav, you get the missing item from the second group, but the first group still provides the original animal that was still there. But Maika Miflegei, what is the machloket here between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? Rav Savar, Balei Chaim, Einan Nidachim. Rav believes that as long as an animal is still alive, it can't be knocked out from being a korban. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Balei Chaim Nidachim. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan believes that when an animal is still alive, it can be knocked out. Everybody agrees, once the animal is nishchat, once it's already shachut, and nir'eh, it was ra'ui to be a korban, and for whatever technicality, it cannot be brought as a korban anymore. When things change, and now it can be brought as a korban, you can no longer bring it. That's what's called nir'eh v'nidcheh. It was ra'ui to be a korban at some point, nidcheh, something came in the way and doesn't allow it to be a korban. That is posel the korban. Everybody agrees, b'shchutim. If it's already shachut, that is the case. The question is, when an animal is still alive, can you have what's called nirev nitche? Can the animal then lose its status as being a korban? So for instance, if you have an animal that is kosher to go on the mizbeach, for whatever reason or technicality, it's no longer ra'ui to go on the mizbeach, and then it becomes ra'ui again to go on the mizbeach. Rav says, that's not a disqualification. When it becomes ra'ui again to go on the mizbeach, you can bring it. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan says, even while the animal's alive, it can be disqualified. Since it was disqualified, it can no longer be used as a korban. So in our case, that's exactly the question. The Seir Lashem that survives, Seir Lezazel died, and now the Seir Lashem survives. That Seir Lashem at this moment cannot be brought, because it's missing its partner, it's missing the Seir Lazazel. So it's what we call nidche. It's temporarily disqualified from being a korban. Now you do a new lottery, and all of a sudden you produce a new Seir Lezazel. Once we produce a new Seir Lezazel, that now requalifies the original Seir Lashem. And that requalification, is that okay to now put on the Mizbeach? Rav says yes, because Balei Chaim ain't a Nidachim. Rabbi Yochanan says no. That Seir Lashem was disqualified at one point. Once it's disqualified, it can never be requalified. That means the first Seir Lashem is out, and the new animals from the new Hagralah are going to take over now. They're going to become the Seir Lazazel or the Seir Lahashem. My time at the Rav. Where does Rav learn out this fact that Balei Chaim Einan Didachim? Diyolif mi Mechuser Zman. He learns it out from Mechuser Zman, which is an animal that is less than 8 days old. Mechuser Zman, Lafav Gav Dehashtalo Chazi. Don't we have an instance here by an animal that's 7 days old, or any time up to 7 days old, it cannot be put on the Mizbeach? Ki hader michzei. When it reaches the point of 8 days old, shapir dami, you're allowed to put it on the Mizbeach. So despite the fact that it was disqualified at some point from going to the Mizbeach, when it reaches its 8th day, we say, put it on the Mizbeach, no problem. Achanami lo shta. So to over here, it makes no difference. A disqualification or a temporary disqualification is not a problem. Or says mi dami. How can you compare these cases? Hotam lo itchazei kalal. By the case of Mechuser Zman, it was never ra'oi to go on the Mizbeach. It never attained a status where it could have been placed on the Mizbeach. So when you say it's nidcheh, that it's delayed or pushed away or disqualified on the Mizbeach, That's not a disqualification that came out of it once being qualified and then being disqualified, but rather it's always disqualified. It never attained the status where it is qualified to go on the Mizbeach. Hocha, in our case, by Yom HaKippurim, near Eh, it was qualified to go on the Mizbeach when the Seir Lazazel was alive. Vinidcheh, when the Seir Lazazel dies, now the Seir Lashem is disqualified. And then again, near Eh, again, is that it becomes Ra'ui again, or requalified, once you produce a new Seir Lazazel. Elahainu Taima Dirav. The reasoning from Rav comes, the Yolif Mibalmo Over. He learns it out from a blemish that is temporary. When an animal has a blemish on it, a mum on it, it may not be wrought as a korban. That is true if it's a mum kavua, a permanent mum. If it is a temporary mum, then it's only temporarily disqualified from going on the Mizbeach. Once the wound is cured, healed, then you can bring that animal on the Mizbeach. So there you have a case where an animal could have been ra'oi the Mizbeach. All of a sudden it gets a temporary mum in it, which disqualifies it. Once the mum is healed, it's requalified again. And there we say, no problem. Bamum over lav afagav de lochazi hashto, even though it's not qualified right now, kihadar michze, when it returns to being healed and a animal that is considered a tamim, shaper dami, you can put it on the mizbeach. So you see that balei chayim eina nidachim hachanami, so too in our case here by Yom HaKippurim, loshna, doesn't matter that it was disqualified for a short period of time. Once it's requalified, it can be put on the mizbeach. V'hoto minolan. How do you know that's true when it comes to a Baal Mum Over? Because it says in the Parsha of Bali Mumim, which we discussed in yesterday's daf, it says, Umiyad ben Nechar, lo takribu lechem elokechem, mikol eile, ki mashchatam bam, mum bam lo yeretzu lechem. So it says, you may not take any of these animals as korbanot, ki mashchatam, their problem, their mum is in them, mum bam lo yeretzu lechem. Because they have a mum, they can't go on the Mizbeach. As long as the wound, as long as the blemish is in them, they're not ra'oi the Mizbeach. Ha'avar muman, yiratzu. But if the wound passes or is healed, then yiratzu, then they're fine to go on the Mizbeach. So the Pasuk says that despite the fact that there is a wound now that disqualifies it, a blemish that disqualifies it from the Mizbeach, that's only true as long as the wound is still present, or the blemish is still present. But as soon as it passes, then it's yiratzu, you can put it on the Mizbeach. V'Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to do that? That's an explicit pasuk. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with that limud? Mi'et rachmono. The Torah says, mum bam lo yiratzu lachem. As long as the mum is there, it will not be good. But right before it, it says, ki mashchatam bahem. Hem hu dichavar muman yiratzu. This is a unique circumstance where when the mum, the blemish, passes, then you can put it on the mizbeach. Hakol dechuyim. All other disqualifications. Hol v'nitchu. That's a permanent disqualification. So Rav says this is a paradigm. Based on this paradigm, I can look at everything else and say, even if you're disqualified temporarily, you can be requalified. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan says, this is not a paradigm, this is the exception to the rule, because it says, Bahem. Bahem teaches me, only in this case can you be requalified, but not in other cases. For Rav, how Bahem? Be'enayuhu delomiratsu. Rav, what does he do with that Bahem? He says, only when they're alone can you not put them on this Be'ach. Hayidei tarovet mirtsu. But when they are mixed together with other items, you can place them on the Mizbeach. Keritan, like we have a Mishnah. Now Rashi claims that Rav's limud is according to Rabbi Eliezer, which we're going to see as the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. Tosafot says that it can even be according to the Rabbanan. Ivarim tmimim beivarim bali mumim. If you have a mix of limbs of tmimim that can go on the Mizbeach, and ivarim bali mumim that cannot go on the Mizbeach, Rabbi Eliezer omer, imkareva rosh shelachad mehem. If for whatever reason, one of the heads of those animals ended up on the Mizbeach, then the remainder of the heads can be put on. We assume that one that went on the Mizbeach was from the one that was a Baal Mum. And now everything else is Tmimim, and you can put it on. If the feet or the legs of one of them ended up on the Mizbeach, then the remainder of them can go on the Mizbeach without any questions, because we assume that the Baal Mum is the one that went already, and you can put on the rest. Even if all of them were put on the Mizbeach except one, you'd say the Beit HaSreifa. That last one you can't put on the Mizbeach, because maybe that is the Baal Mum. But Rashi says that Rav's limud is according to Rabbi Eliezer, and Tosafot also brings that opinion, because Rabbi Eliezer is pretty clear here that we're Mekil. We go to Kula. Why does he go to Kula? Because it says Bahem. Only when they are apparent and open, when you know for certain that you have the Baal Mum here, then you can't put it on the Mizbeach. But if it's mixed up with something else, then you can put it on the Mizbeach, and we go to Kula. Tosafot says that the Rabbanon agree with Rabbi Eliezer. They say Midoraita, he is correct. And because of the pasuk, we say that you could put it on. It's just a din derabbanan lechatchila that we don't allow you to put it on. But they do agree with Rabbi Eliezer's limud mi de'oraita And therefore, Rav's position can here be explained either according to Rabbi Lezer or the Chachamim. V'idach, what does Rabbi Yochanan do about this? Nafalemi bam bahem. Also could have just written kimashchatam bam, mum bam lo yiretzu lechem. Why is it right kimashchatam bahem instead of bam? So that teaches you two things. One is that this is a unique din to mum over, and therefore I cannot extrapolate this din of nidche to other animals, to other situations that a bal chayim that is nidche can be brought on the mizbech or be requalified. I cannot extend it. This is a unique circumstance because that's bam. Bahem teaches me the additional item that only when they're apparent and obvious and alone can you not put them on mizbech, but if they're mixed with something else, then you can't put them on mizbech. Vidach and Rav, bam bahem, lo dorish. He doesn't think that that's a drasha. Bahem, bam, is lashon mikra. You're not going to learn an extra limud out of that. The truth is that now, Rabbi Yochanan actually has three limudim from this pasuk. He has one which is that only when mum bam is it lo yeratze. He agrees that when you have a mum over, it's problematic, but when it disappears, you can put it on the mizbech. Number two is, he says that this does not apply to any other nidche by Bali Chaim because of bam, that's an exclusion. And then the third limud is, bahem, only when it's alone, and by itself is it problematic, but it's mixed with other items, then it's not problematic. So Rabbi Yochanan will actually have three limudim out of this pasuk, whereas Rav will only have two limudim, which is, number one, that only when the mum is present is it problematic, but once it passes, it's not problematic, and that'll be a paradigm for all other Bali Chaim that were nidachim. And everything will be okay after that issue passes. And number two is, Bahem tells you only when they are actually there and Be'en, do we have a problem with them? But if they're mixed with other items, you don't have a problem with them. But the Gemara says, okay. So now we understand Rabbi Yochanan's position, we understand Rav's position. Well, the Rav. According to Rav, Nihi Nami Debali Chaim Ene Dachim. I understand, according to Rav, his position is that if the animal's still alive, doesn't get knocked off, it can be requalified. But Ibai Hainakriv, Ibai Hainakriv. Why does he have to bring the first one? According to Rav, we're basically indifferent. The first one's still ra'oi, and the second one is ra'oi. So that means they're both qualified. He should be able to choose whichever he likes. He should be able to bring the first Seir L'Hashem or the second Seir L'Hashem. For Rabbi Yochanan, you must bring the second Seir L'Hashem because the first one is nidche. The first one was disqualified. Once it's disqualified, it's out. But for Rav, who says they're both qualified, why can't I bring the first or the second? So Amarovo, Rav Sabra like Rabbi Yossi. Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi, who we saw before, the Amar Mitzvah Berishon, who says that the mitzvah is to use the first one being the first pair, the original Seir L'Hashem. Hey, Rabbi Yossi. Where do we know this Rabbi Yossi from? And again, we learned this back on Samach Bet about Rabbi Yossi. Inema de Rabbi Yossi de Kupot is Rabbi Yossi from Shkalim. Ditnan Shalosh Kupot Shel Shalosh Shalosh Saim Shebehem Tormim et Alishka. There were three baskets of three Saim that they used to take off the Trumata Alishka. Again, whether each basket has three Sa'ah, subject to Machloket Bishonim and interpreting that Mishnah. Ketu Alehem, Aleph, Bet, Gimel. And each one of these baskets has written on it. One has Aleph on it, the next one Bet, the next one Gimel. Betanya, we have a bright Amr Rabbi Yossi, Lama Ketu Alehem, Aleph, Bet, Gimel. Rabbi Yossi tells us, why does it have an Aleph, Bet, Gimel on it? Why is it relevant? Nedai, Zimahen, Nitruma Rishon. To know which one was taken out first. Which basket took from the Trumata Alishka first, which is going to pay for the Korban Ota Tzibor. Aviyamen Rishon. To bring the korbanot to Tzibor from that one first. Shem mitzvah b'rishon. Because it's proper to use the first one first. So here you see that the first has priority. And where it says, Dilma shani hotom, maybe over there the case is different. That when you're taking off the Trumata Lishka, when you take off the first basket, that first basket of money is now ra'oi to buy korbanot to Tzibor, and the second and third baskets don't exist. So because of that, maybe that's why it attains that special status that you have to use the first basket first. But maybe in a case where they're both in front of you, and they're both equally good, maybe Rabbi Yossi would say that you can do either. So Ela Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. Must be Rabbi Yossi from Pesach de Tanya. Hamafrish pischo vavat. Person who takes a korbana Pesach, he separates an animal to be his korban Pesach, ve'avad, and it got lost. Ve'frish acher tachtav, and then he brings in a replacement korbana Pesach. And he finds the first one before Chatzot, before Zman Shchitat of Pesach. He finds both of them. Now they're both sitting in front of him. He has two options to use either one of them for the Korban of Pesach here. He can bring whichever way he wants, say the Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi says the mitzvah is to use the first one. And if the second one is nicer or better, so then it would be hidur mitzvah or a nicer korban, then we bring the second one. So you see from here, here's a case where you had equal level playing field, two psachim, you had a choice between first and second, and Rabbi Yossi says clearly you should take the first one. Again, unless the second one is better, but first one comes first. So too over here, Rav says the same thing. If I have an equal footing over here with regards to the Yom HaKippurim, here I had a Sir Lashem that was Nidche. It was Nidche because the Sir Lazazel died. Now, when the new Sir Lazazel is produced, at that same moment, a new Sir Lashem is produced. That means when I'm asked the question now, which Sir Lashem I should provide, they're both on equal footing, right at the same time. So the proof from Shkalim is no good for me. But this proof from Pesach is good for me, because here I can say, I picked the first one. That's what Rabbi Yossi says, and Rav's going to say the same thing. Tosfot asks over here, does the second memra of Rabbi Yossi also apply? Imayam Bufkari, man, if it's a better one, then you can bring it. So Tosfot says, maybe in Ochanami, that also applies here by Yom HaKippurim. The second Sir Lashem is nicer, you should bring it. Or Tosfot says, maybe it's not relevant over here. Because with regards to the Seirim of Yom HaKippurim, the Sir Lashem is a Sir Anisraf. So everything is of the leftovers after the Hazot Adam is done is going to go out to be burnt. So what, it doesn't matter if it's a nicer or not a nicer one, it's not really going to the Mizbeach. So maybe over here at the Sheni in Mubcharim Menu is not relevant in terms of Yom HaKippurim. Amarava, Deka Matnita and Kavete de Rav. Our Mishnah is Meduyak like Rav. Ubraita Kavete de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a Braita that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Matnita and Kavete de Rav. Our Mishnah supports that position of Rav because, Diktani, Im Shal Shem Mate, if the Sayyid Hashem dies, Zesh Allah Lava Gural Hashem, when you bring the second lottery in, and then the lottery picks one Hashem, Itkayim Taktav. It replaces the Shem. But that's the only one that Itkayim Taktav. Ha? Huh? I would make me die from this, V'idach, Kedukai Kai. The other one, meaning the Sayyid Lazazel, stays where it is. We don't change it out. We don't exchange it. So our Mishnah sounds exactly like Rav, that the replacement is only brought in from the one that was missing, but the original one that's there stays in place. So that's what it's Meduyak Rav. That we use the original pair that's still alive. Brighter about the Rabbi Yochanan. We have Brighter that supports Rabbi Yochanan and Niktani. Sheni, any odeya im sheni shebezug rishon, im sheni shebezug sheni. It's a Brighter qualifying or discussing our Mishnah. It says, when I say I bring in the second one, what does the second one mean? Does the second one mean from the original grouping? Or the second one means from the second grouping, from the second agrala? Shomer yomod chai. When it says yomod chai in the pasuk with regards to Silas Ezel, velo shechaver umet, and not the one who's partner has died. It says, my mashma, what's the drasha here? Yomot chai velo shekvar amad. You get one chance to stand alive, not two chances to stand alive. That means, over here, yomot chai. So yomot chai means it stays there, standing, lechai, while the Seir Lashem is done. It only gets one chance to do that. But, if you replace it with a new Seir Lashem, then yomot chai means it's getting a second chance to stand yomot chai. If that's the case, doesn't work, doesn't qualify it. And here the Braita says you use the second Seir Lashem because that's the first time it's standing Yomot Chai. Because it now has been chosen along with that new Seir Lazazel. And you use the second grouping, not the leftover from the first grouping. As Tosafot points out, this is not exactly like Rabbi Yochanan. Because over here, the limud is from a pasuk by Seir Lazazel, which would imply that this is a din in Yom Kippur, not necessarily a din that applies to animals in general, that Balei Chaim Anidachim. Rabbi Yochanan's limud comes from the pasuk by Bal Mum, that says that Balmum is a unique case, and it doesn't apply anywhere else. And that means it applies to all Korbanot, that Balei Chaim and Nidachim. So we really have to say here, is Tanya Kavate de Rabbi Yochanan means that the Braita comes to the same conclusion as Rabbi Yochanan, but for a different reason. It comes to that conclusion from the Pasuk by Seir Lazazel. Rabbi Yochanan believes that's true here, but it's true everywhere. And Rabbi Yochanan learns that out from a different Pasuk. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Tail end of our Mishnah, it says Rabbi Yehuda adds this additional item, which is, Nishpach Adam, if the blood spilled, Yamut HaMishtaleach. Then the Seir Lazazel is put to death, because the Seir Lashem wasn't completed. Meit HaMishtaleach, if the Seir Lazazel dies, Yishafech Adam, you spill out the blood of the Seir Lashem. Bishlam Ola Rabbi Yochanan Damar Balei Chaim Nidachim. Right, Rabbi Yochanan says, Balei Chaim Nidachim, Mishum Hachi Yamut HaMishtaleach. Then I understand why, when you spill the blood of the Seir Lashem, the Mishtalech dies. El Rav, Damar Balei Chaim Enei Nidachim, Amayimut HaMishtalech. Why is the Mishtalech put to death? Get him a new partner, and he'll stay around. Amar Lecha Rav, Alibert Rabbi Yehuda? You're asking me about Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah, Lo Kamino. I'm not speaking in the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Ki Amin, Alibert Rabbonon. I'm speaking in the position of the Rabbonon. According to the Rabbonon, Balei Chaim Enei Nidachim. But for Rabbi Yehuda, Balei Chaim are Nidachim. And I agree with Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, then you would have to use the second grouping entirely. The first one's gone, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Balei Chaim are Nidachim. Now the Gemara flips it on its other side and says, wait, Bishlam al Rav Bahaplige. Now according to Rav, I understand what Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are arguing about. This is what they're arguing about, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, because they're arguing about whether Balei Chaim Nidachim. Chachamim say Balei Chaim ain't Nidachim. And therefore you use the first one that's left over from the first grouping, and then you only get a replacement. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda believes that Balei Chaim are Nidachim, so the first group is gone completely. It's the second group now that is the new grouping. So that's our machloket. Do you use the original Seir Hashem or Seir Mishtaleach, or do you use the new one? And the answer for Rabbi Yehuda is we use new ones completely. And according to Chachamim, we use one new one and one of the originals that's still around. And that's our machloket about whether Balei Chaim Nidachim or not. Hello, Rabbi Yochanan, but my pligay. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Amarovo, Amrinan. I already said, Daikamat Nitan Gavet Derav. That's what I said before, that the Mishnah follows Rav's position. The Mishnah works much better according to Rav, not like Rabbi Yochanan. In tomorrow's daf, we'll discuss again this part of the Mishnah. There's an Ika Da'amre to this in tomorrow's daf, and that ends Kasha. That this Mishnah is not only not a support for Rabbi Yochanan and not just neutral, it's actually a problem for Rabbi Yochanan. Tosafot over here tries to figure out how we could possibly explain this machloket without getting to that point, because here the Gemara clearly thinks that it's not impossible for Rabbi Yochanan to deal with the issue of our Mishnah. So what you have to say is that the reason that Rabbi Yehuda brings two cases in our Mishnah is because he's arguing about two things with the Chachamim. He argues about one issue, which is whether when you have something that's nidcheh, what happens to it? The Chachamim say, Yireh Achi Yistev. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Lemita, because he believes that Korbanot HaTzibor are Lemita, the Chachamim not. Then the second thing is about exactly when is the threshold for the problem with the Seir Mishtaleach. Do you have to wait until all the damim of the Seir Lashem are done, and then the Seir Mishtaleach is no longer necessary? Or after you've done Vidu on the Seir Mishtaleach, we're totally fine. So we have an opinion that once you've done Vidu on the Seir Mishtaleach, then we don't worry about it, it can die, and we don't worry about it. And Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue on that point and say, no, it has to be around until you finish the Matnot Dam of the Seir LaHashem. So that would be the additional machloket that Rabbi Yehuda is providing the Mishnah for Rabbi Yochanan. It's still a very difficult way to read the Mishnah. And again, the Gemara later on will have an Ikadamri that says our Mishnah is extremely problematic for Rabbi Yochanan because, number one, what's the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? In addition to that, there are two stages to that machloket. So you can explain one of them. One's about Mita versus Yirat Shistayiv. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda comes and says Ode means that he's arguing about an additional item or additional perspective. For Rav, that makes sense, because he has the additional issue of Balei Chaim Nidachim and Eina Nidachim. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have anything else that they're arguing about. Both the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda agree that it's the second one from the second group that's used. The first group is wiped out totally. The one died, and the other one is put out to graze or dies. It's only the second grouping that's used. That's Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So what's the second thing that they argue about? And that will be problematic for Rabbi Yochanan. That's why we say that the Mishnah sounds like Rav or supportive of Rav's position. Okay, we'll stop over here.